Anybody see an Unfrosted, Seinfeld's movie on Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, I watched it Saturday morning.
How was it?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It was exactly what I expected, but I enjoyed it. So I wasn't expecting Dances with Wolves here, and it was a lot of recycled Seinfeld jokes. But you know what?
Do you think Dances with Wolves is a banger?
I mean, I was like seven when it came out.
Can I ask a question?
Super long.
How did we get Unfrosted tied into Dancing with Wolves?
Exactly. They're not alike.
Well, you're the one who said it wasn't.
I'm saying people who are expecting this to be this masterpiece. Yeah. It's not.
It's not going
to
win an Oscar.
But if you're just going into it to enjoy a little foot with a whole bunch of people and a lot of guest cameos, this is it.
Seinfeld said the other day that he didn't want to make it.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit nervous to watch it. Is it fun? Am I going to?
It's fun.
I don't want to think.
No, it's fun.
He's not giving it a ringing endorsement, but Jerry Seinfeld knows how to lower expectations a little bit.
Yeah, you're not going to be like, you know what? This needs to be added into Stanley Kubrick's catalog because it was that good.
Other than his glowing praise for Billy Joel, I've never heard. I consider Jerry Seinfeld a very modest individual. He's very modest with his talents. So the fact that he didn't want to make it, it maybe sets your expectations a little bit lower, but you still know if Jerry Seinfeld's part of it, my expectations are already high.
I only want to, this time of the year, I only want to think about sports. I don't want to watch something where I have to think.
Oh, no, you won't have to think. The only thing you'll think about is, you know what? Pop-Tarts haven't had them in a while.
I did do the butter on them a couple months ago when you guys suggested it. It was very good.
Thinking about sports, watching sports last night, watching the Boston-Philadelphia game from Sunrise, unless you are an influencer or somebody in that realm, why would you ever sit behind the bench in a hockey arena? NHL, AHL, ECHL, NCHC. Why would you ever sit in the front row behind a bench at a hockey game?
Because the only reason that would make sense is you've never been before.
Or you're an influencer and you're trying to peddle something.
Other than that.
And the camera catches you.
Other than that, you've never been
before. They have a nice shirt on.
Yeah. Or a skate chaser.
Maybe you get swindled by a scalper. They tell you, hey, I got seats right up against glass. Well, technically they are up against the glass, but you're right behind the rest of the 25 guys that are on that bench.
I mean, I look at Baxter Arena and it's usually some of the same people. I'm like, why do you want to sit by?
Yeah.
Why do you want to look at Mike Gabinet's backside the entire game?
So I did hear this one, speaking of that.
And also you have the smell.
Oh, gosh,
that's what I was thinking of.
The hand pads, oh, my gosh. Those things reek. And anytime they come into the penalty box, I'm getting a
Well, if you're sitting close to the ice in a hockey game, no matter what, you're going to get the stench off the jerseys.
When they come blazing by. Now, I did hear this from a North Dakota fan that lives in Omaha that said they like to get those seats behind the Well, I guess when they're going to Omaha, the home bench, because especially if it's on TV, because then you'll get the camera shots when it shows the bench and they have green representation.
Ooh.
So they think that that's a diss on the team of, see, we're right on top of even the team in their own barn.
Joke's on you. You can't see the game.
Got to throw them out.
You can't see the game.
Or pull the Tampa Bay Lightning and not allow people to wear in prime television viewing areas those colors.
Clippers are doing that.
You know, the Tampa Bay Lightning was the first that I heard about. They would move people that were sitting in prime television areas that were not wearing Lightning gear.
Mm-hmm.
I was told recently a lot of MLS stadiums, you cannot be in their fan section if you're not wearing, like, let's say Timber gear or Sporting KC gear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, more MLS stadiums enforce you've got to be wearing that team's gear to be in the stadium.
What if you're wearing that team's color, but you don't have the gear on?
What do I just wear Mahomes jersey into that stadium?
I don't know.
It's universal.
But I would put sitting behind a bench in a hockey game right there on the list of, and I got a friend that this is where his season tickets are in Lincoln, in the front row behind the team benches, which is football. In my top five of the worst seats ever in the history of any stadiums, is the front row behind the benches at Memorial Stadium.
Yep.
I'm not paying money to go watch the game on Husker Vision. If I'm going to do that, I'm going to stay at home. Now, you folks on the west side are going to get a reprieve because I think they're going to take out four rows when they expand the west side where Nebraska is going to be. But if you've been on the east side and you sat behind the Nebraska bench and you're, it's not like you butt right up to it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a ways back and you got to look through players. What are we doing? I was just thinking about that last night when they would show the benches.
Yeah.
And unless you were, promoting something, that's a good spot to sit. Or people that are like, looking, darting. I can't see.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
It's like calling a game.
I've had people ask me, like, hey, what seat should I get behind the bench? No.
Sit in the corners.
Yeah.
Best seats in a barn in the corners.
And honestly, the 200 section at Baxter is great.
We sat in the corner upper for the North Dakota
game. It's a great view because you're not so far the way Baxter is. I mean, even the top seat isn't the worst. You're not so far away, but you get to see everything develop. I think those are fantastic sights that you have up there.
Fremont Fred says, my kid's hockey bag has been sealed up since the last time he stepped off the ice almost 2 years ago.
Oh.
That's going to be like Frank Drebin sniffing the Chinese food.
That is going to hit you like a punch in the face.
Maybe I'll bring it to the studio, unzip it, throw it in during the show, hold the door shut. Sound like a plan.
Could we pick the show that Fred does it?
Now, Corey, who is an Omaha season ticket holder, says, I've yet to experience any foul orders from our seats. Mm-hmm. I'm considering myself lucky.
Yeah, I know where he sits.
Maybe Corey got COVID and he has lost his sense of smell.
Now, he's right behind the glass, and it's tall enough that maybe he doesn't catch it as much, but I think there's certain areas where you will. In fact, I bet if Corey was a little bit higher up, he would probably catch it. He's got a pretty tall sheet of glass there in front of him.
All right, Brian Christopherson joins the program next. We got lots of questions. And also, he's a Twins fan, Viking fan. Has he become a Timberwolves fan because of the Ant-Man?
He should be.
And a 2-0 lead over the Nuggets.
I bet he is.
That's a wrap, folks. On to the semis. Just like the golden days about 20 years ago at the Target Center. Mm-hmm. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.